This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hey there, I hope you're having a fantastic day or evening. Today, we are going to be talking about job automation and job elimination, so stay with me. You are listening to the Career Talk Learn, Grow, Thrive podcast, where we talk about all things career-related. I tell you how it is, and we get right to the point. I am your host, Stephanie Dennis. My background is in HR, which is what I have my master's degree in. And this is a good time to mention this podcast does contain adult language. All right, getting into it here. So every day it feels like we're hearing about more and more job automation, right? AI, tech, etc., eliminating jobs. And sometimes that can be concerning and create some doubt, maybe some fear, maybe some anxiety. So let's talk about it. As technology advances, of course, we will be able to automate more. We just need to accept that. Like, it is what it is, and it will happen. If you look at how a vehicle, I wouldn't even say car, was made 300 years ago to how they make a car now, exponentially different, right? Exponentially more automated, exponentially a better, more effective way to produce a moving, you know, vehicle, right? Think about all the millennials. You're gonna love this shit. Think about Oregon Trail, right? Like, we're not just sitting here freaking pounding out metal to wrap around our wooden wheels so we can travel across, you know, the river, and hopefully we don't, you know, lose all of our belongings and die from some crazy illness in said river. Yeah, that game was a little fucked if you think about it, but okay. So we just have to accept it, right? It's just the world we live in, and I would say accept it, and I'm going to push you a little further if you don't accept it. Embrace it. I think for the most part, though, people accept it. We're maybe not all embracing it, but we've accepted it as like a thing that's happening. But how do we deal with some of that stress, some of that anxiety, and some of the change? Let's get into some tips here. Number one, learn new skills. If you have a job that could be quote unquote eliminated or taken away via automation, well, start learning a new skill set. Maybe a couple new different types of skills. Look into and explore some different options and what you might enjoy doing or be interested in, and then try and figure out ways where you can advance and learn. Number two, consider a career change. As technology evolves, there's going to be more and more opportunities for us to be doing different things, and that could be an opportunity for us to make a career change. Okay, here's a good example, because I recently started using software for this. Maybe you are a transcriber and your role, promise you it will be eventually, taken over by AI. And I say that because I found software about a year ago, and it's probably been around longer than that, I just didn't know about it, where you can upload audio, and within about 13 seconds, I have an entire transcription for that podcast episode. It took me about 10 hours to upload and transcribe and save and title and document over 220 podcast episodes. That is wild. Never in my wildest dreams would I have thought that would have been an option. I thought if there was ever a day I was going to transcribe the podcast, I would have to pay someone thousands of dollars to sit for hours and hours to go through all of the words I have said 2016 and launching this podcast. And quite frankly, I was like, I just don't want to invest that kind of money because I knew it would be expensive. The software, so I got 30 hours of upload, transcription upload. I think it was like $30 a month. So I couldn't do it all in 1 month because I have more than 30 hours of content. But I got it done in the second month and it cost me $60 and about 10 hours of my time. Fucking crazy. Like, look at a career change, right? So if there's stuff like that, that is your quote unquote bread and butter, if you will, what are different skills you can learn? Maybe you're going to learn that software and you're going to help others. Maybe you have to do some reflection, right? Some evaluation. What are the things you like to do? And there's a ton of podcasts I've done, like going through the feed, y'all. There's a ton. We've talked about this many a times. Figure out what you like to do and how do you make that into a career? Number three, know that you may need to pivot. You may have to make a change, and we're going to have to accept that. I'm not saying everybody is going to have to change jobs or careers. That is drastically not the case. However, a lot of people probably will.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Number four, understanding human intelligence is in addition to artificial intelligence, right? So everyone talks about AI, artificial intelligence, AI. AI does this, AI does that. AI is intriguing and a little bit nerve-wracking all at the same time, for me anyway. I can't obviously speak for everybody. I'm excited about some of the stuff it can do, right? The editing of my podcast, and that I edit, but I also upload it into an AI software first, and it takes out a lot of the ums and ahs that I tend to have when I'm rambling away. And then I go in and then take out anything that maybe doesn't sound right, or if I phrase something weird, if I start talking and then I'm like, no, that's not coming out right, I'll stop and I'll restart that statement, right? So I'll take out some of those restarts, if you will. And then sometimes if I'm talking really, really fast and I'm like really excited to catch my breath, I'm going to leave that one in because this is an example. So I'll go in and take those out because the software I use hasn't quite figured out how to take the out of the audio. I use AI for transcriptions, as I just mentioned. The new updated podcast cover art, I think I updated it like a year-ish ago, give or take. AI generated. So there's some cool shit you can do with AI. There's also some shit that scares the crap out of me. I'm not even gonna lie. So I haven't had a chance to research this, but a good friend of mine recently told me, and now this is being recorded way ahead of when it's actually gonna be posted. So I'm recording this in July of 2023, and this won't come out until first quarter 2024, but recently told me that everything we type into like Google Docs and whatnot is being used to train AI and ChatGPT. Why does that scare me? Can I be honest? People are dumb. A lot of people are not smart. So I don't know what kind of fuckery people are going to be typing into Google that's then going to train AI. And could that have long-lasting, significant negative impacts on our world? I don't know. So for me, AI is a little polarizing. That might be an extreme word, but it's like, I'm excited. It can help. It can make things more efficient, more effective. I can ask, you know, ChatGPT to say, hey, I need to post about a new podcast episode to LinkedIn. Here's what it's about. Can you create the post for me? Right? So stuff like that, where it's like, I just need something quick and I need a little bit of help if maybe my brain is shut down for the day, right? But then I hear about things like the Google Docs and I'm like, hold on, wait a minute. Pause, rewind, what? Oh, that's, you know, and obviously I'm sure by the time this podcast comes out, we'll have a lot more information about AI because it changes so fast. But anyway, understand, again, there's human intelligence in addition to AI. We can't live in a world that is all AI. We need human intelligence attached to that. Number five, understanding the difference between AI and automation. So for example, ChatGPT versus something as simple as a manufacturing plant automating an assembly line. There certainly could be crossover, like we can use AI to help automate manufacturing. However, automation is not AI, and AI is not always directly automation. So they are two different technologies that can be layered on top of each other, but they can also be exclusively used. Hopefully that makes sense. Number six, work to improve and or build your network. As technology changes, jobs change, the career paths and the job market is going to evolve. So it's our job to start either building or maintaining our relationships in our network should we ever at some point down the road need to leverage some of those contacts that we have. Number seven, lead by example, be the change, right? We all know the quote. It's pretty simple. adopt it, learn it, understand it, even if it makes you nervous, even if it gives you anxiety.
Yeah.
Number 8, help to create and or foster open and transparent communication around technology and automation and AI. It doesn't really do us any good as a society to pretend like this isn't happening. It doesn't do us any good to not ask the questions. I would rather have open, honest, transparent conversations about hard shit than put on, you know, blinders, so to speak, and pretend like, nope, this isn't happening. That is how people get, I don't want to say left behind, but kind of. It's not really the phrase I want to use, but for a lack of a better one coming to mind, we'll go with it. Number 9, attend training, conferences, webinars, etc. so you can further your education, so you can understand AI and automation and grow some of those skill sets, and also figure out how can AI and automation help my career field, right? So there's a lot of different tools and technologies that are coming out around just for like recruiting, as an example. How can AI help us source candidates? I promise you, we will still need recruiters if we have AI that can find the candidates, because sourcing is one, it's time consuming as hell, but most recruiters don't have enough time to effectively source for all their jobs because we usually have too many roles that we're working on and we don't have the opportunity to source as much as we should and or need to find the right candidate. So there are going to be things that make our day-to-day easier, and not saying it's going to replace us, but look at it as a partner, not a threat to your income. Number 10, pace yourself. It is easy to fall down rabbit holes and get kind of consumed by some new technologies and new tools and kind of new toys, if you will. Pace yourself, especially if it's something that you have anxiety around, because it can go from, okay, I want to learn, I want to do a deep dive, I want to understand, to, oh shit, I feel overwhelmed. So I say pace yourself to avoid that, because too much overwhelm is going to lead to burnout, and I don't want that for you. Number 11, no, ultimately, new technology, generally speaking, creates jobs. We just need to pivot as the world is changing as well. It's going to create jobs. It just may not be the job you have now. And so how do we pivot with the market and learn that new thing so we can continue to be part of the change versus watching from the sidelines? All right, that's what I have for you. If you have a topic or a question you want me to cover, reach out, let me know. I hope this is helpful, valuable. As always, thank you so much for being here, listening to the show. I appreciate you. Website, stephdennis.com, all sorts of good stuff there. Podcast directory. I have the transcriptions I talked about from the podcast on the website. I wouldn't say it's a blog just because it is not pretty. It's literally copy paste of the transcription because I did not have time to go back and make them all beautiful and gorgeous like a blog should be done. So it's a transcription. But if you want the written content, it's there. And I know some people want that and it's helpful for them. You can support the show, listening, sharing with a friend, PayPal, Cash App, Venmo, Spotify. You have a monthly donation subscription option. And of course, leaving a rating and or review. All of the links to do all of those things are below. You can find me on the socials, StephDennis13, Instagram, TikTok, and then Instagram at Career Talk Podcast. We are written, produced, hosted, and edited by yours truly. You are so awesome, so amazing. I hope you have a wonderful, exciting, calm rest of your day.